Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon, right here on AM 1220. The Word, I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned. We're actually waiting for our guest to call in. As soon as we get her online, we will get to join up with her there. But as we're waiting there, just a reminder to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you do that, you can find out more about me, more about the church. I pastor the Richfield Bible Baptist Church located in Richfield, Ohio. We'd love to have you come out and visit us there. And we have a Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, runs 7 to 9. It's an informal Bible study. You bring the questions, and we have refreshments, and we just spend some time chatting about the Word of God. And so questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And, of course, we have our Sunday night program at 10 o'clock until midnight. Do the same thing there. And then we have our regular church services on Sunday. We have our morning service at 11, where I'm currently preaching through the Gospel of John. And then on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. Almost said Psalms. I was in Psalms before Proverbs. That was a long book to preach through. Never did it before. It was a long book, especially when you got to Psalm 119. And then, of course, Proverbs, we've been in them for a while, and I enjoy preaching through books of the Bible. A lot, to be honest, in Proverbs, I probably wouldn't preach, or I'd say, well, you know, there's a lot of verses talking about this, that, or the other, and so let's just gloss over them. But because we're endeavoring to preach through the entire book, I have to cover a lot of things that, that's not necessarily my favorite subjects to get into, but we are called to preach the whole counsel of God, not just our favorite things. And there's a lot of things that are there, not so much because we want to see them, but because we need to see them. And that's an important thing to understand when you look at the Bible. That's why you should read the entire Bible, not just the parts you like best. I've known some people that only read the New Testament. And I'm sorry, when you only read the New Testament, you are missing out on a lot. The Old Testament supports and gives the foundation for what you see in the New Testament. I also want to encourage you to check us out online, as I said, at our website, livewithpastoral.com. And you can see some of the social media that we're on there as well. And if you do that, you can link to some of our social media pages. I've got some information there, and let me see if I've got something on our guest calling in, but I haven't got anything just yet. Let me do a quick interjection here. Eric, would you want to take this number that I got here, and I'm going to have him try and call and see, because we're dealing with a time difference here, an hour time difference. I hope they didn't get the wrong time. There's the number right there at the bottom. You can call. We'll see what's happening with our guest here, because an important guest. We want to talk about an event that's coming up here on the 30th of this month, that's sponsored by Proclaiming Justice to the Nations here. And I don't know why my mouse is not working. It's like everything wants to go wrong. There we go. Got my mouse working here. But it's the Taking Back America's Children Ohio Summit in Hudson, Ohio, coming up later on this month, and we're going to be talking about that. So in the meantime, let me give you a quick rundown of some other things that are happening. I had the opportunity to go down. Okay, I think we're getting something here. I had the opportunity to go down to Columbus on Wednesday, and there's some developments on House General Resolution 1 to put the 60% thing on the ballot to adjust the change the Ohio Constitution. And this is one of our best bets in order to protect the unborn children in Ohio, because there's an effort to put an abortion amendment on the ballot in November that, if it passes, will enshrine abortion on demand into the Ohio Constitution. And on the principle, it should be more difficult to amend the Constitution. And, you know, state level, you have to have two-thirds of the states and things like that. And this is simply talking about making it 60% of the vote. And it also helps protect Ohio from special interests from outside the states that try to do things. But I have some information about that on our social media. So if you go to Live with Pastor Al.com, click on our social media links. Particular Facebook has a number of things there. USA.life. I have some things there, so you can read about that. But I believe that we've got Lori with us now, and Lori Cardozo Moore, welcome to our program today.
Pastor Al, thank you for having me on.
I appreciate that. I mean, I've had you on in the past. It's been a while since we've talked. I know you're going to be up here in the area. You've got a special event coming up later this month. And would you like to go? I just was talking, waiting here. Would you like to go ahead and give yourself an introduction there and tell us about this event?
Absolutely. So, Proclaiming Justice to the Nation's mission is to educate Christians about our biblical responsibility to stand with Israel and the Jewish people against the rise of global anti-Semitism. And because I've said, Pastor Al, that if we don't stand with the Jews, then when they come for the Christians, there will be no one to stand with us. We have to stand with our Jewish brethren against this anti-Semitism. But we accomplish our mission by producing award-winning documentary films and television programs. Your audience can find those programs and the broadcasters on our website at pjtn.org. But educating through our media, we have also, God's opened up the door for us to expose the content being introduced to our children in textbooks. And this started, Pastor Ernie, about a decade ago, when we had a parent, a Christian mom, evangelical Christian, knew her Bible. Her child came home from school questioning the authority of the Bible. And he said to his mom, he said, "Mom, who has legitimate rights, to the land of Israel?" And she said to him, now this is a ninth grade student, she said, "What does the Bible say?" He says, "No, Mom, I know what the Bible says, but tell me the truth. Who has legitimate rights to the land?" And this was very disturbing, Pastor Al, because this family, an evangelical, Bible-believing family, the mother and I were both in Bible, community Bible study together for many years. Our children were homeschooled, and we were putting our children in homeschool or in public school and private school when they got into high school. She chose a public school. And when her son, it was only 3 months, and her son came back already in 3 months' time after being solidly fed a diet of truth, biblical truth, and science and mathematics and all of that, it only took 3 months to undo all the work that they had done. That's how serious this issue is with education. And here we are, a decade later, not only are we indoctrinating our children with anti-Semitic and anti-Judeo-Christian values, but we're also peddling to our anti-American values. We are no longer teaching our children about the history of our founding of America. We aren't teaching our children that our founders came over, the Puritans came over, because they wanted to worship God in spirit and in truth. And they were actually Hebraists. They were learned Christians of the Hebrew Bible. And again, unfortunately, we don't teach that to our children anymore. And we are we're in the middle of an identity crisis in this country. We have lost our identity. And if we don't know who we are, if we don't know our identity, if our children aren't taught, they will not know what their destiny is. And so it's so critically important that we as parents and grandparents, this is not because the Bible is very clear. Many times God speaks about teach this to your children and your children's children.
Right.
So grandparents, great-grandparents, if you're alive, you are not off the hook. You have a responsibility, a duty, biblically, to teach these truths to our children. And unfortunately, they're not. And also, the other part of the audience who do not have children in the public school system, you may be homeschoolers, or your kids may be out of school, and you don't have grandkids in the system. Let me tell you, you still have a duty. You still have a responsibility as an American, as a patriot, as a God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian. We have a duty ourselves to make sure that what we are teaching our children is accurate, that it is unbiased, and that it reflects the values of our community. You know, Pastor Al, we were silent. The church was silent in 1962 when prayer was removed. The church was silent when abortion was approved in 1973, was allowed. And now we're looking at our country and the debauchery that is going on. Our children are being subjected to pornographic content, not just in the textbooks, but in the library books now as well. We have school board systems that are working to undermine the authority of parents and our right to be informed and involved in our children's education. We're being accused by our Attorney General of the United States of America of being terrorists, domestic terrorists. That's the label they give to parents and citizens who show up to school board meetings to challenge what their school board is doing. And that's why this upcoming event, Taking Back America's Children, our Ohio Summit, which is going to take place April 30th. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Now, I know some of you are going to look at your calendars right now and you're going to say, wait, that's a Sunday. Yes, it is a Sunday. It's time for us. We have a Pastor Joe Del Torio doing this event at River of Life Community Church. He is going to deliver a sermon that morning, 8 o'clock. Be there on why biblically we must take a stand now. It is time for us as believers to draw a line in the sand and say, you have gone too far. You can go no further. We have to flip our school boards, county by county, state by state. This is the only way we're going to take back our nation, because our school boards have the control of the minds of our children. They determine what garbage they're going to fill our children's minds with. If parents can come out and join us, it's a full-day summit. You need to register. Go to the website at pjtn.org. It's only $25. If there are any business leaders or pastors who want to help us by underwriting this, remember, the people that are going to be the boots on the ground, that are going to fight the battle with us, are the people that may not have the financial resources, but they definitely have the time, and they have the passion, and they have the ability to take on this issue. We have to find parents and citizens to run for school board. And this is an all-day training on how you can strategically flip your school board. We launched this model in Williamson County, Tennessee, back in almost a decade ago. And we were able to take down 6 sitting school board members in one election. At that time, Pastor Al, it had never been heard of. It had never been done. But we had all 6 removed in one election because they refused to remove the anti-Semitic book that also had anti-American, anti-Judeo-Christian content in the curriculum.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. I know here in Ohio, we've had our battles, you know, against the critical race theory, and it's still in a number of our schools. They just don't call it that. They change the names and everything. And then, of course, Ohio, we do have our founding American documents requirement in our government and history classes here, where Ohio schools are are required to take and test on America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist mm-hmm. Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. We also include in that the Northwest Ordinance, which was actually written about the same time as the U.S. Constitution. It's one of the first governing documents to actually ban slavery and things like that. But, you know, I've been down to Columbus several times defending the requirement to teach America's history in our schools in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And the teachers want to get rid of it because they want to replace it with anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-American teaching that you find in critical yeah. race theory and things like that. And that's why it's imperative. We can't sit back and say, well, we've got that founding documents requirement in our curriculum, and, you know, other states might not, but we do. No, it's constantly under attack, and if we waver, it'll be gone, and just what you said is going to be in its place, and it's already there. They just want more time, and they don't want the reality of what America really was founded on being taught to people. And so what you're doing is very important. And what kind of sessions are you going to have?
Well, we've got the Ohio School Board Constitution Coalition. They're going to have like a 2 to 3 hour seminar on running for office, on what is required, on how to launch an effective campaign. Jim Renacci is coming. He's introducing his SOS, his organization, where they are looking for candidates to run for school board. They're targeting. This is so... Pastor Al, it is, you know, we've been saying for the last decade that we've got to flip our school boards because mm-hmm. we're losing control of our children. And now it's like there's a groundswell of interest and organizations now that are rising up to target the school board. We have to get rid of these school board members. They are all on that board to serve an agenda. Now we are starting to replace some of them, you know, piece by piece in places across the country. We saw huge successes in Florida. We're seeing them, of course, working in Tennessee. We're also seeing them in other places like Arizona, in Ohio, but we can't stop there. Stephanie Meyer is coming. She's going to teach on how to launch an effective strategy to flip your school board. So this is all actionable items. We're going to give the participants tools that they are going to be able to walk away from. And once this summit is over, I want everyone to hear this. Once the summit is over, you've decided where you're going to get plugged in, if you're going to run for school board or if you're going to support a candidate who is going to run, we are going to help you through the process. We will serve as consultants. This is not a one and done. We are there to help you to make sure that you're successful. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Ohio audience, you must hear me, especially those who are believers in the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have been called, our generation has been called for such a time as this, just like Queen Esther was called. God brought our souls into our bodies at this hour because he equipped us to be able to face this enemy, and we cannot stand back and do nothing. We are all just like Ezekiel. God told the prophet, the duty of the watchman, when you see me bring the sword against the city and you fail to warn the inhabitants of your city and any innocent blood is shed, it's going to be required of that watchman. But however, if the watchman warns the inhabitants and they refuse to listen, if they refuse by just simply rolling over and saying the battle is too big, we will never win, then you know what? They will stand before Almighty God. We have to remember Joshua and Caleb. When the 12 spies were sent into the land, Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. They said, we can take these giants. But the other 10 murmured and rumbled, and they were too afraid. They didn't have the courage. They didn't have the faith to believe that God could give them victory. And for that, they had to wander for 40 years in the desert. But Joshua and Caleb led the Israelites into the promised land. We have to be like Joshua and Caleb. We have to find that faith again within us. We need to pick up our Bibles and start reading it again. Read the book of Joshua. Read how God used the Israelites to get to achieve victory over their enemies. We can do this. God's waiting for us. And that's why this event that is coming up April 30th, next Sunday, at River of Life Community Church. Again, Pastor Joe Del Torio is going to deliver a sermon. Then we are going to get to work. We need you there. Please encourage your family, your friends, your neighbors. Please encourage them to go to pjtn.org. Please register. We are going to be there through lunch. There is an option, a menu item on the email or on the website. You can order a lunch, or you can bring your brown bag if you'd like. But come ready to work. Come ready to learn. Come ready to get encouraged, inspired, activated, and motivated to take back Ohio. Ohio is key for the rest of the 50 states. If we can take back Ohio, if we can take back Pennsylvania and Florida and Texas and Arizona and Wisconsin, but we have to do it locally. All politics is local. It's the grassroots. It's the school boards. The school board races are critical. If George Soros is targeting these school board races to fund them, then we should be taking notice. There's a reason why he's doing it. They know that the future of America lies on those school boards.
Well, that's absolutely correct. When you look at any totalitarian government, whether it's been, you know, the various communist governments or the Nazis in Germany and all that, one of the things that they did is they went after the young people, didn't they? They had the various youth organizations, and they indoctrinated the young people, because if you can reach the young people, you're going to reach the future of that nation. And that's what the left has been doing. And unfortunately, all too often, God's people have kind of abdicated their responsibility to reach the young people of this nation. We understand we need to reach them with the gospel, but we also need to reach them with understanding that, as you said, that biblical Judeo-Christian viewpoint, because we have to make a difference. God said we're to be salt and light in the world around us. If we just simply talk about these things in our churches, but we never get outside of the walls of our church and get involved in the school boards, get involved in the local town councils, get involved in local political events, this is where we can make a difference, that we can bring the light of God's word into these settings. I think it would make a difference. It would rejuvenate our country, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm reminded. A YouTube video I saw of a mayor in Ohio. I can't remember what city he was mayor of, but he went up and spoke because he found out there was pornographic content being distributed in the libraries in his school district. And he put every one of those school board members on notice that if I find out that you are distributing this to these kids, you will be arrested and you will be put in jail. That's what has to happen. But see, we're not equipped. We don't know what our constitutional rights are. And what needs to happen is these pornographic materials, this is child indecency. This falls under child indecency laws, but nobody is willing to execute these child indecency laws. We need to go to our sheriff, our local constitutional sheriff, show him the book that's being introduced. Give him the law. There is federal and state law against violating child indecency laws. We need to hand them the law, and then we need to go to the attorney general, and we need to ask the attorney general to execute the law as it pertains to this content that our children are being subjected to. Now we have to worry about the kids being subjected to drag queens.
Yes.
Story out in libraries.
Yeah. Well, Lori Cardoza Moore, I'm glad that you were on today to talk about this. I hear the music. We got less than a minute to go. And give us that website again where people can go to find out more.
Absolutely. Please go to pjtn.org. That's just remember, pajamas, pjtntennessee.org. And I'm coming from the volunteer state to volunteer to help Ohio.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, what you're doing and the work that's there. And in addition to these summits, there's a lot more that you're doing. I encourage our listeners to check out Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. And thank you, Lori, for being on with us again today. I want to say God bless you in the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.